You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We are here at New Balance Nationals, joined by two-time New Balance Nationals champion, now a freshman at Georgetown, has already run 146 multiple times, the collegiate record in the 1,000, ran 218.0 earlier this season. Tanoda Matsata, thanks so much for joining us.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Yeah, a year ago this time, you were here wearing the crown and all that stuff. What's it like being back at New Balance Nationals?
It definitely feels great to be back and see everyone still being fast, you know? My meet record got a scare for sure. Right? When Patrick went out in like 24.5, I was so scared. I'm not even going to lie. But thankfully, I held on to it, and he still ran fast, so it works out for everyone.
24.5. I can't believe he held on as well as he did. But that you probably, the party was like, I probably wish I was in this race.
Yeah, for sure.
So, all right, talk us through, since last time we talked, transition to college, going very well. How's it been? Sure. How are the first few months, and why is it going so smooth?
It's definitely been a great, like, first few, like, when I first got there, of course, I was, like, injured. But I think, like something that changed from high school to college, like, I've definitely been in the weight room, like, a lot more. Like, high school, I wasn't in the weight room.
Oh, we can
tell,
dude.
Yeah. Stop. Yeah, I wasn't in the weight room, like at all in high school. And, like, now I'm, like, in the weight room twice a week. I'm stronger. I'm getting less injuries. So training has been, like, consistent and good. I've also been doing, like, less speed work. And, like, I have an aerobic track workout and then like a speed track workout each week, so it like balances out, like, and my mileage kind of stayed the same, so like thankfully it didn't like skyrocket to like 50 in my first year, although I would have enjoyed like a longer long run, but I'll do that next year.
The decision to kind of focus on the 800 this season, what it went into that, because as we know, you can run a 1500 or mile if you wanted to.
I'm just an 800 meter specialist, honestly. Like, I was gonna run a mile like sometime in February. I think at Valentine, but there were issues with my back the week before, so I didn't get my Friday workout in, and I didn't get my long run in. So we decided to do a shorter event. So I didn't get to do the mile indoors. But the plan from the get go was to definitely run the 8, because that's just where I like thrive the most.
You came out with a banger with that 1K so early on in the season that, like, it just, like, has looked so seamless to people how you made that jump from high school competition, being a top dog there, to college. I mean, when you were standing on the starting line of these races, how did you reframe that mindset where you're, like, you could still have that carryover where you're, like, oh, all right, I belong here. I can compete against these top guys.
I knew, like, I trained for 6 months straight, like, as soon as I, like, didn't have an injury, so I knew I was like very, very fit. I didn't like if I don't race and I just train, like, I get fit very quickly. So obviously I get fit very quickly. So I just trusted my training. I know I have the speed to go out hard, and now I have the strength to like hold that. So that definitely helped me in the 1K. I'd say my mentality on the line hasn't really changed. Like, I'm still like, go to the front, like, get in a good position. That's what I did in the 1K 800 at Penn State when I ran 146 for the first time. I didn't really get out in the front, but like, there was a gap, so I guess I was like, I still had space to like roam around. So
you qualified for NCAAs. I know it probably wasn't the exact weekend that you wanted.
Yeah.
But talk me through first experience racing guys on a totally new level. At, you know, the college level, you know, New Balance Nationals, where it started, came right back. Yeah. So what was that experience like, and what are you taking away from it?
It was definitely a big learning experience, because I didn't know how fast prelims were like gonna be. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how people were like gonna race. So I put myself in the mix. I was planning on leading, but like that fell through very quickly. So then I just tried my hardest to hold on to the third spot. It didn't work out, but it was the last like 75 meters that where I was just too focused on like the outside, where my inside was just like it was just completely open, and then someone just came in and like took that.
I feel like as the fans, like we were all waiting for like Nathan Green at his best, Yusuf Izumana at his best, and you just fireworks in that final and how fast that could have been. And it's like, oh, I guess we have to wait till outdoor season to see that all happen. How hungry are you for the outdoor season?
I'm so hungry. You have like as soon as the race ended, I was like, I know I can do better. I know I definitely race strong. I definitely need to go back to how I raced back in like high school, because even in high school, like if I didn't get out in the front in an eight, I wasn't like I didn't win. That happened once at Brooks. So I just need to know for outdoor to race the way I race best, basically.
So you have this option. I know you're only a freshman in college, but I'm thinking long-term, Team USA guy. You have the option to run for Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Have you made a decision? Because I asked you this last year, and at the time, you're like, I don't know. Do I want to go U.S. or do I want to go Zimbabwe? Where's your mind at right now?
I'm definitely going to go with U.S.
Let's go!
Graphic across. Signing. Top America. Prospect. Yeah. All right, so why? What ultimately is going into that decision?
Definitely, like, the way I thought about it is, like, it's going to be easier to qualify from Zim, but, like, if I can't get out of the rounds here, like, I don't think I do well, like, internationally. I know I'm definitely not going to beat Bryce Hopple because he's just on fire right now, but, like, I feel like if I don't get, like, the third spot at least, I don't think everyone who, like, runs, like, 144 or 143 in the prelims in the world, like, I don't think I'd, like, make it out of the first round, so...
So here's something that I found really interesting about, like, everyone who's quickly jumped on the Tonoda bandwagon was, like...
We were here.
We were early.
We were here.
And, Kyle, I guess, like, this is a little bit of a question for you, because it's, you know, last year at outdoors and at indoors, we're watching these races, and, like, you can tell... You're kind of, like, talent scouting, and you pointed out, like, he's going to be the best one of the bunch... Aside from the fact that he's winning, but, like, what stood out to you? And also, at the same
that
time...
That
like,
kick.
Also, like, yeah, Sam Parsons, I think, on Twitter, like, had tweeted something about, like, how you're, like, the next real big deal. And so it's, like, what is it about the pros that's...
I'll say what it is. I mean, first off, like, obviously, you've got really nice form. And, you know, that's worth something to me. But you have the combination of speed and strength, which says, like, eventually... It's not just about running the time, but being able to close off of a fast pace, which I think you possess. And then finally, it's the background. I mean, you're still new to running, you know, like for so long you were focused on soccer, and then all of a sudden you're only just now getting in the weight room.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as a scout, as a talent scout, not that it's the most impressive thing in the world to say the kid who was winning nationals is going to develop and be fast, but I just think it's an element of there's still so much untapped potential that we haven't seen yet. And if your form and speed is as good as it is, as it was in high school at that point, given what you had done, then the sky's the limit.
Are you still surprising yourself in practice occasionally? Like, you're like, oh, man, like, wow, I did that.
Honestly, yes, because, like, in practice, like, whenever we do fast 200s, like, at the end, I'm usually closing, like, 24, 23, and, like, I didn't do that last year. But doing it, and, like, and in my time trial, and I think, like, November, I went out in, like, 22.2, which was a new PR for me in the 200, coming in for a 500. So I was like, yeah, I'm definitely just, like, in practice, I'm just, like, so strong, and, like, I think I'm way stronger than I was last year, and, like, definitely, I think also having training partners helped me with that. Cause one, I like at the beginning of the year, I couldn't pace at all. Like I couldn't pace workouts. Well, like what we'd be told to hit 70, and I'd hit like 67.
Feels like 70, coach.
Exactly.
Well, Tonoda, thanks so much for coming out and joining us. I mean, how jealous are teammates, the entire Georgetown campus, that you're walking around decked out in all the best New Balance gear, the 550s? I'm sure your closet is full.
Oh yeah, everyone's always asking for a pair, but I'll hook them up soon. I just don't know when. But New Balance shipment is coming in soon.
Cool. All right, love it. Appreciate it, Tanoda.
Of course. Thank you.
Sweet.